Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you, how's life, you've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, now in our 23rd year. Ladies and gentlemen, we celebrated my big milestone last week, our 22nd anniversary. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert here. Deb is, that's Deb and Calvert with a C. Deb, I need that website again, please.
PeopleFirstPS.com.
All right, so PeopleFirstPS.com. Tell them what they'll find when they get there.
All kinds of stuff. If you are a small business owner, if you're thinking about HR, sales, team effectiveness, anything at all that's the soft skills to supplement the technical skills that you and your team have, you're going to find it all.
The intangibles. I love that. Folks, hear any coach, hear any winning coach, and they'll tell you that the blocking and tackling gets you to the game, the intangibles win the game, and that's what Deb's talking about. Deb, we're talking about engagement, and over the years, I was talking about engagement, 20 years ago on the show with a lot of folks, but now we have a cohort of the workplace called the Millennials, Gen Y, who basically self-admitted, and the statistics show that they don't plan to stay with any company all that long, 2-3 years, maybe four. They have a plan. They see, it seems, in general, I'm being very general here, but they, in general, seem to have a plan to move on. How do we engage people who show up almost with a calendar saying, okay, I'll be gone in 2 or 3 years? Why do we do that?
Well, I think there's two things operating. There is that research, and then there's the self-fulfilling prophecy. So if we hire people or even interview people, assuming that they're only with us short term, then we don't invest in them. We don't really take the time to give them that sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. We change our behaviors and attitudes toward them, and maybe we keep that door open instead of treating them, thinking of them, embracing them the way that we would if we didn't have that preconceived notion.
Yep.
I'll tell you some other research, because you absolutely nailed it on some of it, but there's a different body of research in Great Places to Work that says that millennials who feel they're at a great workplace are 25 times more likely to plan a long-time future at that workplace. Mm-hmm. So this is not hopeless. There are millennials. They just need to have that feeling. Here we are, back to emotions.
Yep.
They got to feel it.
I agree with you. I've had millennials who stayed with me several years, longer than I think they thought they were going to. And one of the things we do around here to help them be engaged is I tell them, look, obviously you're not going to work with me the rest of your career because I'll be gone. but I tell them, but my goal is to wherever you go after you leave me is for you to be better prepared when you leave than when you got here. And I think they like that attitude. I think that creates engagement. What do you think?
I know it does. Millennials, people of any age, one of the things that's engaging is if you are investing in me, you're giving me opportunities to learn and to grow, to be challenged. All of that equals engagement, and engagement equals employee retention for employees of any age.
Right. No, that's exactly right. So, but they need a little bit more. I mean, the millennials need more of that. I do think that we've talked a lot about this over the years about how to manage, how they have to be, some have to be managed differently. My generation, the boss said, shut up and do the work. Do what I tell you. Get over there and get it done. And we took that and we did the work. But they don't respond to that kind of autocratic behavior. You've got to be a little more of a partner and a little less of a driver. What do you think? You have to lead them more than driving.
I think so. The word lead means to guide. And people, when they choose to follow someone, it's because they want to be guided to a new place full of exciting possibilities that they couldn't get to on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So think of yourself in that way, as opposed to wearing your manager hat, just telling mm-hmm. people what to do. Think about where you could take them.
I also like to talk to millennials about being not being dismissive of fundamentals. And fundamentals are, as I said earlier, are the school. And sometimes for millennials, that sounds like history lessons, but it isn't. And that's one of the things I'd like to encourage them to do and to develop their own engagement. I need your website again, please, Deb.
It's People First PS. And for anybody that wants more about engagement, go to my YouTube channel, Deb Calvert, People First PS.
All right. YouTube channel, folks. Deb Calvert on YouTube. That's it. What a great idea. Hey, Deb, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Anytime, Jim. Thank you so much.
We love having you on the show. Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.